Dear Lord, please join us in our prayers for others as we take the time to centre ourselves and think of others. We pray for a world that sees all people as vulnerable, that sees the human condition as basically good and kind. We pray that those in power seek to serve all in their communities, to continue to support those in need, the unemployed, the underemployed, the elderly, those with disabilities, those who are alone, the forgotten refugees in our country. Lord, we pray for those in our congregation who are unwell, especially Evelyn. We also pray for Dawn and Andrew as they go into isolation prior to the visit from Nathan, Mim and the girls. They have not visited since COVID, so Dawn and Andrew are very much looking forward to this reunion. We pray for our refreshed team. Their commitment to this mission of our church is marvellous. This week the shop is closed as new carpet is laid. Seems simple, but a lot of work, God. In advance, we thank Jenny, her team, Courtney and the young people she has contacted to help. David for collecting the new shelving, the grand opening of the refreshed shop is next Friday, Lord, so we ask for clement weather as we celebrate 15 years of this mission. We also pray for those members of our congregation who participated in 321, an introduction to Christianity. We were reviewing the information presented and discussed how we could use that program to welcome more people to walk with us as we journey with Jesus. From 7 to 7:30 on a Tuesday night, a small group gathers online to listen to God and uphold the church before God, asking that we may be given fresh hope, vision and energy to continue our journey as a pilgrim people, working with God in the restoration of all things. Cinder would love for you to join them. Whether prayer feels natural to you or you're not quite sure what you're doing, you're welcome. Come as you are, join us on Zoom. Please email me if you wish would like the contact details. And from this week's Uniting News, God, we bring our hearts today, honest about what we see and feel. The church needs you. We've lost our way in some things. We feel tired, divided, and unsure at sometimes. How long will it take for us to find our way back to you? Don't let us be forgotten. Remind us why we are here. Wake up our faith. Give us courage to go, to let go of what doesn't matter and hold tight to that which does. Loving you and loving each other like Jesus, loving you and loving each other like Jesus showed us. We trust that you haven't abandoned us. You see us. Help us turn back to you and to what makes us real followers of Jesus. Renew our hearts, our churches, and our neighbourhoods. Give us joy in serving you again. Help us to genuinely love the people around us and to actually live out what we say we believe. Thank you for never giving up on us. We put our hope in you. As we pray, I ask each member of the congregation to reflect on the words of our Lord's Prayer, a prayer of adoration, of confession, of thanksgiving, a prayer for others, and a prayer for ourselves. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.